Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Judy Buca. It's spelled B like boy, U-K-A.
I don't have an order up in front of me, so give me just a moment. Is the phone number that you're calling from the one that's associated with your order?
Yes.
Because I have to confirm your name and everything. I just don't want you to have to repeat yourself. Bear with me
just
a moment.
Sure. I could give you the tracking number if you want.
Oh, no. We'd like to pull it up by that phone number to make sure we have a good contact number for you.
Okay.
Now, can you verify the name and the delivery address on this Amazon order?
Yeah, it's under the name of Judy Buca, and it is 9842 Orchard Club Drive, Montgomery, Ohio, 45242.
Yes, ma'am. I'm showing that this was delivered. There's a picture of it next to an orange. I don't know what that is. I think a Ford Focus looking type car.
Yes.
And how can I help you?
All right. So this is a treadmill, and it's a $1,300 item. And it's been very delayed. And then I got phone calls from XPO telling me, you know, when it was going to be delivered. And they called me like maybe three times. Each time they called, they said that they would call me 30 minutes before the item was going to be delivered. And I got up today early knowing that it could be delivered. I waited around. I didn't hear anything. And my son texted me and said, this was delivered, right? Because it says delivered. And, you know, as far as I looked out the front door and I didn't see it and I didn't get the call, so I said no. There's a ton of workmen with big trucks across the street. Any one of them could have stolen it, and it was sitting out there. I did not receive a call 30 minutes in advance. They did not ring my bell. They just dumped it. It's in my driveway. It's over 200 pounds. My husband's almost 70. I'm in my late 60s. And I didn't know it was sitting out there. It could have easily gotten stolen. I could call you right now and say it's not there because nobody called me to notify me like they were supposed to. And they probably didn't want to carry it. And if they had delivered it to my front step, they could have just put it in the house. It's the same amount of walking.
They couldn't have put it in the house, ma'am. This was sent over as a porch delivery.
Well, I didn't hear you.
This was sent over as a porch delivery, not a threshold delivery. Due to COVID, Amazon has been doing everything. I mean, it's literally porch just stands for drop off. It means it's not going inside the home.
They didn't put it by the porch. They threw it in my driveway.
Yes, ma'am. They usually tend to put it towards the garage if it's a large item.
Well, I hurt my back.
Okay,
and,
again,
you know, they did not call me 30 minutes before. Why didn't they call?
I can forward an escalation in regards to that, and I can give you the number to Amazon Special Handling if they did not make you aware that this would be a porch drop-off, because
again,
they are the ones
that
sent us that ticket.
When
for
you say
porch.
Over the porch, that's the front of my house, not my driveway.
Okay, ma'am, porch just means when the definition of it, because we have to have something short that we can put in our system here. So the definition of it is that they will leave it in the driest place possible when they drop it off. The 30-minute...
Not in the middle of my driveway.
Okay, ma'am, so do you need me to send someone out there to move the product to your porch?
I told you, I just hurt my back. My husband and I did it. I hurt my back. And they should have left it by my front door. We could have just rolled it into the house. They left it in the driveway, and they did not call, and they did not ring my bell.
Okay,
that's not procedure.
Well, I will go ahead and get this forwarded over to our corporate customer care team and ask that they reach back out to you to discuss this further.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Please bear on the line with me for a moment so I can get this email drafted.
I don't understand. Are you connecting me with them now?
No. I'm getting an email over to them, but because of the amount of customers that are currently holding, if you stay on the line, I can get it sent successfully before the next customer comes on the line. I want to make sure that I don't miss any details in this email to corporate customer care.
My son is a manager at Amazon, and I called him and asked him about this, and he checked into it. They did not handle anything right. They should have rang my bell. This is a $1,300 item, and they should have called me before, and they didn't.
So bear with me just a moment. I've got that noted here. I just have to get it to the people that can do something about it. Give me just a second.
Okay.
And then that's coming out of the CVG hub. Excuse me. So what I'm doing is I'm getting this over to the hub, the general manager of that hub, as well as our corporate customer care team to ensure that it's followed up on promptly.
And I can tell you why they didn't ring my bell and why they didn't call me, because they didn't want to deal with me asking them or telling them where I wanted it, because they just threw it where they wanted it.
Okay, then I'll include that in this complaint. Give me just a moment to get this typed up.
Yes. No, I hurt my back.
I mean,
on top.
Is it painful or is it?
I think it's going to get worse in a day or two.
Take Tylenol. Keep the inflammation down.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting this typed up.
Okay. A good idea. I'm just worried that something cracked. Okay.
I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to make sure I get this.
Yeah,
right.
I just want to say, I understand they can't bring it in past the threshold or anything, but if they had called me, I would have met them out there. I would have opened the garage door, and they
right.
could have, instead of just putting it on the floor, they could have put it in the garage for me.
Yes, ma'am. I have that
they
here.
They were supposed
that
to call. Yeah.
You
that
didn't
was
get
a 30-minute
thing. Call ahead so that you could advise the carrier where
right.
to place the item.
Exactly. Not only that, I just want to say, directly across the street from my house, there's about 50 workers because they're building homes, and
yes,
all of them could have watched them deliver it, driven over, and took it. So
I keep
calling it and saying, I don't have it.
I already added that.
If I was a
here.
Dishonest person, that's what I would do.
Yes, ma'am. I added that from when you told me about it previously.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. ASAP. email on here. All right, ma'am. So I've got that sent over. I'm asking them to reach out to you immediately in regards to this. If you see a Georgia area number calling you, that would be our corporate home office, or if they reach out to you directly
okay.
from the Cincinnati hub, it should be a Cincinnati area phone number giving you a call back.
Okay, I appreciate it very much.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for taking the time to type that all up.
Well, I'm sorry that you had that experience, but I do have that sent over, and it's also notated here on the order as well. So somebody should be reaching
okay.
out to you in regards to this shortly. The reason I include customer care management is they ensure that these are followed up on when I include them.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Thank
it's
you
like
so much.
It's like the bosses of the people that run that hub. So.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, I think you've been very helpful. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You take care, and I thank you for calling XPO.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.